with Brock and Hunter.
All right, good morning, 8:49, Brock Hunter.
Dude.
The lovely Kiki.
Hello.
What, Hunter? What?
Get in the basement, bro.
Is there a storm a brewing?
Dude, the storm of the century.
Of the century. Where did you read that? Where did you see that?
I just made it up.
Oh, you just made it up. Okay.
But I didn't make up the storm.
No?
It's a brewing and it's a coming. I'm dead!
We need some good rain, though. I've had a good rain. My yard's starting to look a little dry, a little brown.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I was outside, and I was smelling the dirt. It's coming.
Oh, it's coming, huh? Yeah, Kiki can do that because she's part Native American.
Yeah, you can smell dirt and tell storms are coming.
Yep.
Put her ear to the ground.
Rain dance.
Listen for the buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
You got a rain stick?
No, but God. I have had a rain stick.
Rain sticks. Those were the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, as a kid, we all had those, you know.
I don't think I ever had one. We had one in class, but I don't think I ever had my own rain stick.
Was it like the talking stick? Like you could...
Yeah, you just flip it.
In order to talk, you had to hold the rain stick. You had to the rain stick in your hand. I've seen that. Yeah, we did that too.
My teacher just used to beat me with it.
Now every time
what
it rains...
What school did you go to?
Every time it rains, you start to shake and cry.
It was homeschool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had a rain stick.
Teacher was like, it's going to rain. Beatings. Bow!
Mama Wright just beating you.
No, teacher, no. Here comes the rain. Kapow!
That's why you're afraid of storms.
Yeah. That's why
that makes sense.
I clam up.
I never understood why when we saw a storm cloud, your
butt just gets real tight and puckers up a little bit.
It's like when the winter's coming.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why would his butt get tight and pucker up?
Because he'd get beat in the butt.
We do things, but...
I'm thinking like spankings, you know, with the stick.
Here comes the storm hunter. Why don't you grab them ankles?
No!
You guys always take it to a whole other level. Is that what I was thinking at all?
Yeah.
Spankings are done like on the rear end.
Gross.
It's like when you know like cold winter is coming because your knee starts to hurt.
It's the same thing for me.
Instead of showing bruises when the storm comes.
Instead of
they just appear.
A vibrating sound I'm going to hear for the bedroom is going to be a rain sound coming from the bedroom. Kiki, what are you doing in there?
It's relaxing. I do want a rain stick now.
Yeah.
You can make them.
You can get me one.
I'll get you a rain stick.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. What are you going to do with that rain stick?
I'll never tell.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency.
Yeah.
Car, life, RV, you need it covered. He's got you covered. Chris Thompson Agency. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
My favorite part of the morning.
You
enjoy that.
You just like chanting.
Yep.
Let's do the
pain stick.
the pain stick.
It's like a rain stick, but
for pain. Bermuda fur triangle.
Oh my gosh, that is a woman's part down there.
Yeah, but what are you losing in there?
I mean, I instantly saw exactly what that was.
Oh, you lose
it's not a pretty picture.
Bermuda fur triangle.
That is just a triangle styled hairpiece down there.
it's a woman's privates because men get lost in there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I haven't seen Al in a week.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, you lose your buddies.
I was thinking more of the style and the visual. I wasn't thinking about the symbolism of the Bermuda Triangle.
This is dumb vocabulary. Is a deep bit.
This is very deep.
So, like, when you haven't seen your buddy in a while, he's got a new girlfriend, well, he's lost in that Bermuda fur triangle. That's where he's at.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I haven't seen Al in a week. He's lost. His plane went down.
Or it could be, like, he doesn't know where to go in the Bermuda triangle. He doesn't know what he's doing. It could be that way, too. You're thinking lost, like, as in he's just been living in there for a while, right? I'm thinking more so... He's lost, like, he doesn't know what he's doing, which is probably more the scenario. No? You guys wish you were lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
I can't do it. It's so hard for me to be quiet.
What?
That's Bill's bit. Bill's like, just let her go, or just let anybody go.
You got anything else? Or you?
No,
good?
I'm done now. I had to talk that one out.
Hard. That's your dumb vocabulary. Thanks, Kiki.
You're welcome.
Rock 107.